This is something wild. Forrester Ethan Tapper is earning well-deserved accolades. He just won the New England Book Award for nonfiction for his How to Love a Forest. We first talked to Ethan last year when his book came out.
I feel like there's an idea that the only way that we can really care for forests or other ecosystems is to leave them alone. And that, you know, we messed them up. And so it must be that the way that we show compassion for them is to just be like, hands off, we're stepping away. But sometimes the most profound acts of compassion are actually to take action. And sometimes these forests, you know, are not going to be okay if we don't help them out.
And so leaving it alone doesn't necessarily mean it's going to replicate what had been there originally.
Right. I also am a tree farmer and a tree farm inspector, and I work on my own forest, Bear Island, which I talk a lot about in the book, which when I got to it was like the most degraded forest I'd ever been in.
Degraded how?
There were no healthy trees there at all. There was also evidence of deer overpopulation, a 30-acre pure infestation of Japanese barberry, a non-native invasive plant, rutted, eroding skid trails. I mean, it just had every problem that a forest could have. And I sort of had to ask myself, you know, if I was just going to leave it alone and hope nature took its course and solve all those problems, which I don't believe that it would, or if I was going to do everything in my power to try and make it healthy again.
Do you like that word stewardship?
Yeah. I identify as a forest steward. I wish that people knew that we can manage these forests in a way that's completely compassionate and that our impact on them is not a negative thing. You know, there are things that we can do to help them. There are things that we have to do to help them survive this moment. And not all of them are like as easy as planting a tree. Sometimes you have to cut trees to jumpstart those processes and to create the habitats that we have to and to make our forests resilient.
So empowering people to experience the forest in a personal way, locally, and help to take care of it and understand it's a privilege and not a hands-off, but it's to roll up your sleeves and get involved.
And we don't have to wait for someone who's in a white lab coat somewhere to come along and invent a miracle cure that's going to solve all the problem that our ecosystems face. We can do most of these things with existing resources and existing technology with the tools that we already have. We just have to be willing to use them. You know, we just have to be willing to walk up to that tree and start up that chainsaw and cut it down because we know that this is how we actually move this forest, this entire ecosystem, to a better place.
And the good news is we live in one of the best wood-growing regions in the entire country, and some say arguably in the world.
Yeah. In publicizing this book, it's been really, really neat to see who it resonates with. How to Love a Forest is, it's really a land ethic book, and it's really about what does it actually mean to love a forest in this moment in time, and the idea that to love a forest doesn't just mean to leave it alone. Like, there are things that we have to do, some even really bittersweet things, as bittersweet as cutting a tree. And those can be these profound acts of compassion for these ecosystems and things that actually we got to do. And one of the ideas I have in the book is that we can, and I believe must, ourselves become a keystone species, a species that can actually provide habitat for so many others by doing this important work, and not by taking our hands off a forest, but by managing them.
I want to really thank you for coming in today, Ethan. You can follow Ethan yourself on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or TikTok, or also check out his website at ethantapper.com.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Something Wild is a partnership of the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.
I grew up on the Connecticut River, and whenever my dad would catch a skunk or a raccoon or a possum, we would always bring it to New Hampshire.
How do you think we got so crabby over here?